Johnny, what do you think about our new class of hippies over here, our draft card burners and et cetera? What's your feelings on it?
I think they're a bunch of punks. I think they're a bunch of un-American punks. I think they belong on the other side, in North Vietnam, with the odds against them.
Well, I'll have to admit that's just about my feelings, too.
I served my time in the Air Force. I wasn't in Vietnam. I wasn't in combat. But I was ready to go. I'm still ready to go if I had to. And if I was on the front line, I would like for the draft card burners to be on the front line on the other side. Because these guys infuriate me to no end. I can't stand the long-haired beatniks that march and wave their protest signs up and down the street. And if I ever get a chance, I'm going to tear into them right in the middle of the street.
Well, that's just about my feelings exactly, and I rather imagine they're shared by most of the boys listening to us right now. They make the newspapers and stuff like that a lot more than what they deserve.
I don't think they deserve a damn line in the newspaper.
There's not that many of them, nor are they that newsworthy.
No.
And there's a few long-haired, mostly uneducated. You know, I've seen the writings of some of these people here at the university. And they got some little stories they sent out to our radio station claiming police brutality and all that sort of thing, you know. I was amazed. These people are hanging around the university, but they don't go to school there. They write on a third grade level. Honest to God, they can't spell, they can't form a sentence. And what they're doing, I don't really know. But so much more has been made out of them than what they really are. There's not that many of them, nor do they carry any weight with anybody.
They're strictly un-American. The Americans are over in Vietnam. Let's face it, the American boys that have got their rifles cocked and ready to defend these punks back in the United States that are writing these letters to you and to the other stations and are out there protesting. Boy, it thrills me to death to see these guys when they're protesting for somebody to just come up and just kick their butts or knock the hell out of them. It just infuriates me to no end. I want to get right in there with them, against them.
Well, that's the way
I figure they're just as much the enemy as the Viet Cong are. I swear I do. I think they're just as much the enemy as the Viet Cong.